a federal civil rights suit filed against the city of Fairbanks has been dismissed. U.S. District Court Judge H. Russell Holland's ruling released Monday dismisses the suit filed by Native men known as the Fairbanks Four. George Freeze, Marvin Roberts, Kevin Pease, and Eugene Vent allege racial bias-driven police misconduct, including coercion of false confessions and fabrication of evidence that led them to being wrongfully convicted of murder. New evidence pointing to other suspects in the 1997 beating death of John Hartman resulted in a fall 2015 hearing and an agreement with the state which vacated the Fairbanks Four convictions but stipulated that they were validly obtained at the time. City Attorney Matt Singer says Judge Holland's ruling hinges on the fact that the agreement does not meet a key legal stipulation for filing this type of federal civil rights case.
The kind of civil rights claim is not allowed unless they have first established their innocence before the state criminal court. And what Judge Holland ruled is that the Fairbanks Four, by settling their case and acknowledging that their original convictions were valid, they had not obtained a favorable termination.
If the question is, was the criminal case favorably resolved, the charges were dismissed and the convictions were vacated, and that's about as favorable as you can get.
Fairbanks Four attorney Mike Kramer says the four will appeal to the Ninth Circuit Court in the hopes of getting a more favorable opinion. But he notes that it's a 2-year process, another legal delay for men who spent 18 years in prison.
They're used to justice proceeding very slowly or not proceeding at all. And so, you know, they took it well. They understand this is going to be a long process and certainly not over yet.
Kramer says the Fairbanks Four case is unique in that most other release dismissal agreements involve charges, not convictions. The city's Singer says he expects a similar determination if the case goes before the Ninth Court.
Judge Holland followed the precedent set by the United States Supreme Court and by our circuit appellate court, so I would expect the Ninth Circuit would agree with this decision.
Judge Holland did not decide on the broader issue of the validity of the 2015 Fairbanks Four agreement with the state, under which the men also agree not to sue, but now say they signed that under duress.